الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلا تعقلون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم أما بعد First of all, we seek and pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He may enable us to understand the reality of ourself. And also to know according to our abilities in the light of the divine scripture to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also to know our friends and to know our enemies. One of the wise people said, that if you do not know your beginning, you cannot know where you are now. For example, if I ask you how old you are, or anyone is, if they want to give a correct response, they need to know when they were born. If a person does not know when they are born, or have no idea of when they were born, they cannot tell or inform or give correct information about their age. You know you are 18 because you know you were born in year 1990 or something. And if you did not know, and there was no record of your birth, like many of your grandparents maybe, or great, they did not have, they would not know that how old they are exactly. So the point I'm trying to convey to you, that to know where you are, you need to know where you began from. Only then you can assess that, work out where you need to be or you are supposed to be. Otherwise, you might think you are okay. You are fine wherever you are. So if you do not know your beginning, your origin, you cannot know where you are now. You are achieving or you are losing. It is not possible to know. So many of you, alhamdulillah, will already know, and some who don't, they should know that your origin originates from when Allah Azawajal created you. In the realm of spirits, that's your origin. So your origin is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very close to you is the command of Allah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, it is mentioned that they ask you, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, they ask you about the ruh. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, O my beloved, say that ruh is from the command of your Lord. Meaning it was created by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. No other material was used in order to construct the ruh. No material of this world. So for example, when we say, yes, Allah Azza wa Jal created our bodies as well, but the medium to create our body was mud, clay, or this earth, or some materials. But when ruh was created, it was created just with the amr of Allah. Nothing of the materialistic world was used for the creation of ruh. So that is your origin, meaning you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your Lord. He created you. That is why he asked in the realm of spirit, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord who created you and who have sustained you and who cherishes you? We all said, yes, our Lord, you are our Lord, verily, with no doubt. So that was your beginning. You were close to Allah. You were hearing the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's address, and you were being addressed. And then you were born, sent into this world. But for what? To return to the original world, which was the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here you are only for time being to be tested. Now when you know your origin, and in this earthly life when you were born, you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you clean slate. There is no sin upon you or in you. You had a clean slate, like a newborn baby is born. There is no sin. There is nothing wrong. From the point of virtue, that baby is sinless. That was your origin. So to know now, the test is that when you enter this classroom of this world, you came with the clean slate. And successful will be those when they leave this world, this classroom, they take a clean slate with them. If they have not inscribed anything good on it, they should not have anything bad as well on that slate. These are the successful ones. And who have written something good on the slate, they will be extra rewarded. Rewarded extraordinarily by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But problem is for those people who have been given a clean paper, clean slate like this, and they have inscribed evil, sin, rebelliousness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, running away from Allah. Where will a person run? When a computer is programmed to a certain limit, it cannot transgress that limit because it is surrounded by it. That's its limitation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins, in istata'at man tanfudhu, that O assembly of jinn and human beings, can you escape the horizon, the earth, of the heavens and earth? Where can you go? You cannot. So you have to understand yourself. So a person is given a clean, that was your origin, don't forget. I'm trying to convey to you myself and yourself to, in order you can know where you are now. That point is next, that where you need to be. But first of all, if you do not know where you are, you can never go where you are supposed to be. And to know where you are, you need to know where you began from. 100-mile journey, you need to know starting point. You put something in the satellite navigation, it needs to know your starting where you are. If it doesn't know where you are, even the advanced satellite system cannot guide you where you need to be. You understand this, this is not a difficult matter to understand. It firstly it needs to locate where your origin is. Then it will think, yes, it will go to calculate, yes, this person needs to be in Birmingham, that's how you are going to get. But if you are lost, if you do not know, if that system does not know where you are, guiding forward does not mean anything to you. So firstly, you and me, and every human being for that fact, every child, every young person, every old person, because our ages are nothing. Imagine our previous people in the time of the Nuh alayhi salam, he himself lived over 1,000 years, almost 1,050 years was his age. 1,050 years was his age. He announced his prophethood when he was about 40 or 50. And then he conveyed the message to his people for 950 years. And then after the flood, he again lived for 50 or so years. So our lives, 90 years, person who lives, we think that person have lived a good life or quite a long life. But it isn't, it's decreasing day by day. We are living shortly. So to know where your origin is, that is very necessary in order to calculate where you are now and then where you need to be. So our origin, I was saying, from the spiritual point of view, from our worldly existence point of view, is that we were close to Allah, we had a clean slate, we were sinless, we were loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was our origin. And now me and you need to see where we are in different spheres of life. Where we are from iman point of view. We had an iman, good iman. Our spirit came, it knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where is the status of the iman now? What is it? Where have we gone from our origin in the economic point of view, from financial point of view? We have gone away from Allah and His commands. Where we are from social point of view, from our friends, who are our friends? Allah Azza wa Jal, when created us, we were in the assembly of angels, in the world of spirits, روحوں کی دنیا میں ہمارے دوست جو تھے, ہمارے ساتھ جو لوگ تھے, who people who were with us, they were angels, ملائکہ تھے. Now in order to know, that was your origin, وہ تو آپ کی اصل تھی, لیکن اب جو میرے دوست کون ہیں, who are my friends now, who invite me to towards drugs, who invite me to flirt with opposite sex, who invite me towards drinking, who invite me towards clubs, games, or some other social evils, then you can know who my friends were, who Allah created me with, and who am I with now. Created with angels, lived with angels, honored by angels, bowed down by angels. Angels bowed down and prostrated in front of the Adam, Sayyidina Adam, our forefather. And where we are now? Where we are now? My head is in the feet of Shaitan. If I am sinning, if I am opposing the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I am drinking and clubbing and sleeping like animals, eating wherever, living life however I want, angels bowing down to us, meaning our forefather Hazrat Adam, he was representing all his progeny, all his humanity, all his children. He was the leader, he was the symbol. And angels prostrated, they bowed down, they prostrated. So that was our origin. Wo hamari shuru thi, hamara shuru tha, hamari ibtida thi. وہ ہماری اصل تھی کہ ملائکہ ہمارے قدموں میں سر رکھ کے رکھا ہوا تھا. اور یہ نہیں کہ ہم نے چاہا تھا, دیٹ وی وانٹ, آدم علیہ السلام وانٹڈ, نو, اللہ کمانڈڈ دا اینجلز ٹو بو ڈاؤن. اینڈ ہو ایور ڈیڈ ناٹ بو ڈاؤن, جو نہیں جھکا تھا, وی ہیو پٹ آور ہیڈ ان دا فیٹ آف دیٹ پرسن, دیٹ بینگ, that evil, that devil, wo iblis, wo shaitan, humne ab sar kadmon mein rakha. Aur sar kadmon kya, I will bow down to him, meaning like this, no, bowing down, when you have bowed down towards sin. I do tell you how people, some people live. They get up in the morning, they get around with their friends. Whenever they get up, that's lifestyle of some people in the street. I'm not saying about yourself. Some people, they get up. Firstly, is that how they can make some money. They'll make money by selling stolen goods or drugs somehow. They have to make money. They will use pimps, they'll use children, they'll use anyone to actually make some money. For few hundred pounds. These are the small foot soldiers of the leaders. The leaders are sitting somewhere else. And their leaders are sitting somewhere else. But all of them end up in the feet of Shaitan. And the righteous person who follows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who lives righteous life, his head is in the feet of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He's following his footsteps. He only bows down to Allah. He does not care who it is. He does not bow down. Because he knows, or she knows, I am created independently. These things have not created me. So they get up, sell drugs, make 500-600 pounds. And then after, in the evening, they go out. In the discos, in the clubs, looking for your sisters and daughters and wives, to put it simply. Because any Muslim girl, she is sister. She might be the wife of someone. She will be the daughter of someone. She is the daughter of this woman. So that's what their routine is. You sit good and well, I'm alhamdulillah pious, I'm sitting in my house, and whatever other people are doing, let them do, they are going into their own grave. Yes, you are sitting in the house, but your daughter is in the university. Your sister might be shopping in the town. Your wife might be shopping in the town. Your daughter might be working somewhere. So you think you are safe, but you've not made safe your family. Only way is actually collective effort you can safeguard. So that's what the life of these people. They will look for girls because they have money now, few hundred pounds for today, 500, 600 pounds. They will go to club like praying, not praying in the sense of worship, praying like eagles pray their targets and birds, like scorpions pray their prey. After that, when they have danced enough, drunk enough, eating and taking those girls wherever they want, that's when they sleep, and then the cycle actually comes. These are the people who have put their hands and their feet and their heads, actually they have soul, in other words, they are souls and bodies to them. And me and you, who is not praying, he is not friend of Allah. Who misses one prayer, he is no friend of Allah. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawsul Azam said, whoever does not pray, don't bury him in the Muslim graveyard. So, don't look at other people only. Don't only see their faults. See your own. What is your own weakness? You will have different one. Everyone has their different weakness. And it is said, the worst enemy to fight with, the worst enemies to fight is who knows your weaknesses. Okay, you and me maybe know less, but the shaitans which are accompanying us, he knows this person's weakness is women, this person's weakness is sleep, this person's weakness is money, this person's weakness is ego, this person's weakness is position, and this person is image conscious, self-promoting person. He is only promoting himself. He knows weakness. So you are bound to lose if you do not equip yourself. An enemy who knows your weaknesses is the worst enemy to fight, because you can fight with some others who don't know. You have your plans, they have their plans. But when they are aware of all your plans, you don't stand a chance. Shaitan is not stupid enough, because if he was, we would not be following him. He is in relation to Allah Azza wa Jal, that whoever disobeys Allah, they are on the path to stupidity. But if he is stupid, who are his followers? Myself, who am I? If he is stupid, he is fool, then what to say about followers? Jab leader bewakoof kahe, bhai wo ahmak hai, bewakoof hai, to phir jo usko follow kar rahe hain, unko kya kahe? Wo lafz bhi nahi milega. Ki jab sarbarah jo hai wo ahmak aur bewakoof, the leader is a fool or is on the path to stupidity, what to say about followers? Lekin wo iska matlab agar wo hum par galba pa gaya, if he has become successful or victorious upon me, he is more intelligent than me. That's how. Now, for example, I have said, Shaitan, when he knows your weakness, he knows your strengths as well. He is not going to attempt you what you don't like. He is not going to create a situation and offer you something which you don't like. He is going to offer you which is your weakness, which is your weakest point, that you just actually melt like ice in front of some desire. So if you don't like smoking, he is not going to offer you cigarettes. If you don't like drinking, he is not going to offer you drink. Because he is not there to waste time. He is on a mission. If you don't like gambling, he doesn't offer you gambling. If you don't like eat pig meat, he is not going to offer you that. But much worse than the pig meat, much worse than the pig meat is the backbiting and the riba of other Muslims. Now, because you have a temptation, you like that, he is going to offer you that. So you are saving yourself from the pig meat and eating worse thing than the pig meat. This shows that you save yourself from the pig meat not because of Allah's command. It's just naturally you don't like it. You've been brought up like that. Because if you would have done it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would have known that my Lord, my Creator, He said, أَيُحِبُّ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا, about backbiting, meaning saying bad things about other people behind their backs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't, لَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْدُ, do not commit ghibat against each other. Don't say bad things about other people behind their backs. If you want to say bad things, say in front of their face, if you have courage. And if you are such a rat-like heart, you have no courage, it's those people. So people who do ghibat, they are the most mean people. Buzdil log hain wo jo ghibat karte hain. जरूरत नहीं उनकी किसी के सामने बात करने, इसलिए पीछे कर रहे हैं. वो कहे आई एम अ मैचो मैन और वट एवर ही इज, दैट्स ओनली वट ही इज सेइंग, बट ही इज सच अ लिटिल हार्ट लाइक अ रैट. ही हैज नो करेज टू से टू द पर्सन दैट ब्रदर आई फाइंड दिस थिंग नॉट गुड इन यू, प्लीज करेक्ट यूर सेल्फ और आस्क मी हेल्प, आई कैन हेल्प यू एज वेल. नाउ बिकॉज ही डजंट हैव दिस करेज, ही डजंट हैव अ ब्रेवरी एनीथिंग, सो ही लाइक some women or children or mean people, he's going to get back, behind their back, even such a person is. So if you want to say bad things, say to the people in loneliness on their face, they'll benefit them. And if you want to praise someone, if you want to say good things, say that behind their backs. If you want to say good thing about someone, don't say on their face, because there is no benefit in there. Self-likeness, arrogance will develop in the person. So if you want to say like a person, you want to say good things behind his back, praise him as much as you are. According to the reality, there should be a realistic matter. So I am saying to you, Shaitan is not going to offer you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَيُحِبُّ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا, that do you like to eat dead meat or dead body, corpse of your brother, the meat of your brother? فَكَرِهْتُمُ, you won't like it. فَكَرِهْتُمُ وَاتَّقُ اللَّهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then fear Allah, that you abstain from pig meat, but you eat the meat of your brother. Why are you refraining from that meat? Because you were brought up like this? That's why. Not because of this command of Allah. So, if Shaitan knows your things you don't like, he is not going to offer you. So there is no piety in actual fact in there. I don't like pig meat, I'm not eating. If I even get, I'm hungry, I'm not going to eat it. There's no piety in there. If I don't like gambling, I don't like drink. Some non-Muslims also don't like drink. English people, non-Muslim, they don't like drink as well. So if I don't like drink like that, There's no piety. I'm not doing it for Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's just that that's how I am brought up. I am made up like this. But when he will know where your weakness is. Your weakness is girl or a opposite sex, meaning a man, a boy. Or your weakness is games, like for children. Or your weakness is clothing, like for women. Ornaments, jewelry. That is the thing he is going to offer you. To the woman, her part, her portion, he is going to offer herself. What is her weakness, he is going to offer that. And you forget, because you think shaitan are only males. There are female shayateen as well. تو عورتوں کے ساتھ جو ہے وہ زیادہ تر وہ جو شیطانوں کی عورتیں ہیں وہ لگتی ہیں because they want to know their nature well. Young بندوں کے ساتھ وہ اور طرح کی شیاطین. تو یہ میں آپ سے عرض کر رہا ہوں. I am mentioning to know your origin, only then you can know where you are. So your origin, as I said, born in the assembly of angels, prostrated our father Adam al-Islam, angels are bowing down, and now you should judge yourself where me and you are now. Hum aap kahan? And if during this journey, during this state, if it ends, if the matter ends tomorrow, don't think you are 13 years old, you're not going to die, or you're going to die when you will be 50. If you have any doubt, go and visit any graveyard. Go and visit any graveyard and look at the dates. That dates and the timings of death written upon them. Unko dekhe jaake. Aapko ek saal ka 1 year old child you will also see there. 10 years old as well, 15 years old as well, 20, 30. So this is shaitani conditioning, psychological brainwashing, that you think that you are going to die at a later age. This is a myth, and you and me actually know that this happens every day. People die of old age. Like I said to you last time, that each day almost 250,000 people die on the face of the earth. According to the statistic, 250,000 people die on this face. They leave the test, which I'm saying. Hundreds and thousands are coming to give the test. And 200 or a quarter of a million people, they leave who have given the test. So it's no joke that is not happening today. Because someone I know haven't died or I haven't died, it means that the people are not leaving. Of all ages, women, men, young and old. Rasulullah said that when the command of Allah comes, he al-Islam said in the time of Hazrat Nuh al-Islam, if there was anyone to be saved, it would have been a woman. Zuhal al-Islam نے فرمایا کہ اگر طوفان نو سے کوئی بچتا تو وہ ایک عورت تھی جو بچتی. What was that woman? She was a woman, she had a baby. Uske paas bachcha tha. When the flood starts coming, she goes to the higher ground. She's holding the baby. The mother is holding the baby. The flood has come in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. She is holding the baby and goes to the higher ground. The water reaches there, she goes over the roof of the house. And she thinks she'll drown. Then she goes to the mountain, to the top of the mountain. Water is reaching there as well. And water is flowing, raining from the sky and gushing out from the earth. And that woman. And Rasulullah said that this woman held her baby like this. To save, so that the baby she saved, like it is motherly love. Ye maa ki mohabbat hai. Usne kaha bhi, bacha mera jitna bache bache. And the water is rising up. Pani badh raha hai. لیکن وہ بچہ اس کے ہاتھ میں اوپر ہے. She did not get saved. She had to die. That was her time. That was the fixed time for the baby and for her. And Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, he was mentioned the companion, the azab of Allah, the ajal, the fixed time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed for everyone. He said, if there was someone to be saved, it would have been that woman. وہ فرمایا اگر کوئی بچتا تو وہ عورت بچتی جس نے بچہ معصوم اٹھایا ہوا ہے, لیکن اس کا بھی جانا پڑا. She had to go. She also came in the water as a punishment. Because Allah عز و جل said, إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرَ. When the fixed time fixed by Allah عز و جل, أجل, when it comes, لا يؤخر, it doesn't actually delay them. I mentioned to you this on the Friday, the story of Hazrat Idris. Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, who said to one of his friends, angels, that can you ask angel of death, angel Israel, to prolong my life to some extent? Prolong my life to some extent. Can I live some more years? He said, I am not from that department of angels, but I can take you to Angel Israel, because you are prophet of Allah, and we'll ask him. So Hazrat Idris alayhi salam sat up above the wings of angels, and they actually flew to the fourth heaven. Fourth heaven, they actually reached there. There they met Hazrat Israel, who was coming down. And Hazrat Israel saw them and smiled. And the angel said, that, O Israel, this is friend of Allah, Siddiq, Nabi. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wazkur fil kitabi Idris. Mention in the book my prophet, my messenger Idris. Innahu kana Siddiqan Nabiya. He was a prophet and the champion of truth. Siddiqan Nabiya. Was Siddiqan a Nabi thing. Because Anbiya also have different degrees. He was Siddiq and Nabi. So angel, that angel who was who took Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, he said to Angel Israel, this is Nabi of Allah Idris, Nabi Allah Idris. And he wants to ask, because you have the department of death and possessing the soul, can you prolong? Have you got permission from Allah Azzawajal to prolong anyone's death? If there is, please do for him. He said, Israel alayhi salam said, that I am surprised, because Allah has sent me, written in the book which I have, that you should possess the spirit, the ruh of Idris alayhi salam on the fourth heaven. And I was wondering, what a wonder, I was wondering that no human being comes to the heaven. I always go to the earth to possess the soul. But it's written, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, it must be true, but I could not understand that how Hazrat Idris is going to come on the fourth heaven. But as he is here now, wo to yahan mujhe mil gaye, he is here now. So aap dekh rahe hain, maybe you are planning, and your planning is leading you to the failure where you are. You think you are planning. Aap samjhe main hoshiyar chala hu, main apni zindagi badi kamyab guzar raha hu, main shaadi bhi ki hai, mere ye bhi ban gaye, makanat ban gaye, kotiyan ban gayi. But in that planning is your failure. You are going towards your destruction. Like the Pharaoh who thought that he is going to kill Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and martyr his followers and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, because he has army. But his army, his plan was actually towards his own destruction. Wo khud aa raha hai apni maut ki taraf, farishte nahi leke aaye usko, he himself is coming after, running after to kill the Bani Israel. To kiske khilaf jang kar rahe hain main aur aap? Who are you trying to oppose? Think for a while ki jab each sin you do, whose command are you opposing? The one who knows everything, The one who knows you more than yourself. We are such people, we have not, like people say to me, that tell me, I want to marry a person. What type of person shall I marry? What type of person shall I marry? And many a time I say, that before knowing the other person, do you know yourself, who you are, what you are? It's a good question to ask to the other person, that you want to marry a spouse, and what type of person shall I marry? But many people, believe me, they don't know themselves, who they are. उनको अपना नहीं पता वो कौन है दूसरे के बैठे किस तरह की लड़की हो लड़की को किस तरह का लड़का शादी करनी चाहिए तो सबसे पहले जो उसके बारे में पता करे पहले अपने बारे में भी तो पता कर लो ऑल्सो नो अबाउट योर सेल्फ कि आप कौन है आपको अपना ही नहीं पता देन एक्चुअली दिस कम्स टू अ डिजास्टर यू डोंट नो योर सेल्फ एंड देन यू एंटर इन टू अ पार्टनरशिप इन टू अ मैरिज बॉन्ड विद अनदर पर्सन यू डोंट नो योर सेल्फ आपको अपना ही नहीं पता तो फिर तबाही होगी बर्बादी होगी तो हजरत इदरीस अलैहिस्सलाम का ये यानी वाकया गुजरा फिर मैंने ये कुछ दिन हो गए कहा था कि पीपल से एंड दे क्लेम दे लव अल्लाह मैसेंजर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम दे क्लेम एंड दे से दे लव अल्लाह मैसेंजर देयर इज नो डाउट Every Muslim, sinful or righteous, he loves Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes he claims something else, but in the heart and actions are denying what he is saying. The actions are denying, the tongue is confirming, the tongue is affirming, and the actions are denying it. Conflict. In the person, in the personality. You might have love. Hogi muhabbat zarur har musliman ko hoti hai. But it is 0.1% or 99%. You love Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam good and well. But does your wife, do you love your wife more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? No. I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam more. But she says, shave your beard, I don't like your face like this. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, my ummati, I like your face to be my like myself, my face. And there you say, oh no, who shall I follow? I love Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more or my wife? You know what choice you have made. The society says, you should dress like the norm, the fashion of the time, the model of the time, the model which is modeled in the magazines or on the TV adverts, that is what the society. Follow the crowd. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, my ummati, dress according to the guideline which I have given me. I am the beloved of Allah. You make the choice, now you decide who you love more. And then to say, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more, you are cunning yourself. You are deceiving yourself. You are falsifying yourself. And this deception is going to be exposed very soon when you see the angel of death. It's not going to actually, you cannot hide this all your life. तो मोहब्बत होगी लेकिन देखना यह है कि नबी अलैहि सलाम ने फरमाया कि ईमान वाला तब वो नहीं हो सकता बंदा पर्सन कैन नॉट बी अ परफेक्ट बिलीवर अनलेस ही लव्स मी मोर देन अदर्स ही डिडंट से अंटिल यू लव मी देन यू विल बी अ परफेक्ट बिलीवर ही सेड यस यू माइट लव मी बट यू कैन नॉट बिकम अ बिलीवर अनलेस यू लव मोर देन अदर्स मोर देन एनीथिंग एंड एवरीथिंग And everyone. Not I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, he is a prophet of Allah. When I leave, not I will just actually twitch my head here and there and think that I am in love with him. When I go home, I'm whatever my wife says, lawful, unlawful, I follow her. Whatever my friends say, when I am with them on the weekend night, I'll do whatever they say, whatever society, whatever the work colleagues say, I am with them. No matter it opposes Allah's messenger, this is not love. This shows you have loved everyone more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have put him on the bad side. And you have presented yourself and preferred the society in the front side. And you have to pay the consequences for it. It's not a small matter. There was one person, so understand this, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just loving him is not sufficient. Loving him more than money, your wife, your children, your sleep. How can that person claim he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, come to the mosque and me and you are sleeping and snoring on a bed. And then you get up and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you more. You are joking. It is a joke that when the test comes, you always jump onto the other side. But with your mouth and slogan, it is a joke. Like a person who says to me, I like you, I honor you very much. I say, this thing is disturbing me, please remove this. And I'm not going, I'll put another thing there. Another disturbing thing there. I'm going to say, you are joking with me. You say you love me, you like me, you honor me. And I say, this thing is disturbing me, this glass is disturbing me, and you put another glass. This is mocking. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hates the ways of shaitan, he hates the ways, the lifestyle portrayed by shaitan and devil. So when he hates this and she says, remove this, my ummati, from your mouth, from your head, from your body, from your life, remove this shaitanic way. And what I do, I say, Ya Rasulullah, I love you, I'll adopt another sin, another opposing sun act in my life. It's not a joke or whatever. And then I claim, I don't know, I wonder why I don't get the same blessing from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani had, or Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi had, or Sayyidina Abdul Aziz the Balkh had, or which the pious and righteous people, they are preferred, they are loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallam come in their dream, Prophet sallam is very compassionate upon them, he prefers them. I don't know, I wonder why he does not do this to me. That he does not do this to me because what I am doing to him. These people have preferred in all their life, from morning to evening, 24 hours their life, with their wife, over their wife, children, parents, society. They've lived life, they are living in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how they live. They don't consider we are 14th century. There's a distance of 14 centuries. But for the real believer, there's no distance. He considers Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive and I'm living. He doesn't say it. So as soon as a person says, brother, we have to follow the time because it's 1400 years ago, we have to live with the world as well. Well, you think Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dead? His nabuwwat and prophethood is finished? Now the other people's time has come? No, then why you have to follow? Following the crowd is not a sign of wisdom. Rather, we are in a, as they say sometimes, in a rat race. Dunya ke bare mein koi pata nahi, Allah Rasul naraz hain, razi hain, koi khabar nahi, na koi fikr, na koi. But whatever others are doing and achieving, no matter I'll achieve, no matter I have to sell alcohol, I have to defraud people, I want that house and I will achieve that house no matter what happens. If Allah becomes displeased, I'm not bothered. Rasulullah sallallahu becomes sad in his grave, not bothered. Yes, I should be happy. This is a mentality. For there was a person who used to say that I love Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam like the companions loved him. Like the companions loved him. It was his way of saying he thought so, he had a good thought, he was a righteous man, more than us. Wo bahut acha banda, nek banda tha. Don't worry if you don't understand in English, because I'm going to repeat the summary of this in the next discourse in Bolton, in Urdu that will be. So inshallah, do not worry. If you don't understand, فکر نہ کریں یہی باتیں وہ اردو میں کہیں گے جمعے یہ اگلے پیر والے دن جو بولٹن ہوا. سو دس پرسن سیڈ آئی لو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایز دی کمپینینز لو ہی, مجھے حضور اللہ علیہ السلام سے اس طرح محبت ہے جس طرح صحابہ کو تھی. آن ہز اون, اپنی طرف سے وہ نیک بندہ تھا, ہی واز اے گڈ مین, ہی واز فالوئنگ سننا, ہی واز ناٹ لیونگ اے گینگسٹر, اے ڈرگ فل life. He was living a righteous life. But he made a claim. He said, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like the companions loved him. بڑی آج ہم بھی یہی دعویٰ کرتے ہیں, ہمیں بھی بڑی محبت ہے, ہم بھی بڑے عاشق ہیں. Then one day he saw a dream. He was a good man. نیک بندہ تھا, اللہ نے اس کو اور زیادہ ہدایت دینی تھی. He saw a dream. In the dream, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saw the blessed face of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saw the mind capturing image of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mounting a horse. He saw Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mounting the horse and traveling. That's what he sees in the dream. And he sees companions of Prophet ﷺ are on foot following him. And he is also amongst them. Amongst them, not amongst companions, meaning he is also walking in the dream with them. So he sees Rasulullah ﷺ in the dream, traveling on the horse, and he saw the group of companions all around him on foot. And he is also one of them. And they are traveling. He is looking at Prophet ﷺ's horse and Rasulullah ﷺ and the companions. And he is following them. Time comes. Someone says, Rasulullah ﷺ, or someone said that just in front of us there is a small pit. Koi ghada aa gaya, aage ghoda nahi guzar sakta aasani se. There is a small pit. There is a hole in the path. Ek ghada aa gaya hai aage. And Rasulullah says, there is something in obstacle in the way, there is a pit, there is a hole that needs to be covered so that my horse can actually travel with ease. He suddenly says that because he loved Prophet ﷺ, but his question is, you love him more than everyone, or just about equal, or just less than others? If it is less or equal, your iman is not complete. You claim 100 times I am a believer. Rasulullah said, La yu'min, he is not a believer. La yu'min wahadukum, he is not a believer. He is not a believer until he loves me more. Not that he loves me, but he loves me more. And how you are going to say, show you love him more? When you adopt his lifestyle in all spheres of life, your dress, your eating, drinking, sleeping, earning, your marital life, your playful life, and social life, that's how you're going to express the love. But this person, I'm giving you an example, said that I love Rasulullah as the companion, meaning he said, I love more. He did love very much Prophet ﷺ. But now in the dream, as the horse is traveling, their companions all around, this person is there, someone says there is a pit in front of coming, hole in front of the path, in front of the road. He immediately starts looking around the surrounding to find wood or find some stone so that he can fill the hole. He immediately starts looking around so that he can, before Rasulullah SAW reached there, he can go, and Prophet SAW stops, and he can actually fill the hole with the big stones or some wood and things like this. But as he was still looking, the procession and the caravan was continuing, and he carried some stones with him and some to put in the pit. But when he went there, he saw so many companions lying in the pit with their full bodies. वो जब गया तो उसने देखा कि कितने सहाबा वो खुद लेट गए हैं. उन्होंने वो सारा जो घड़ा है वो अपने जिस्मों से भर दिया कि रसूल अल्लाह की सवारी हम हमारे ऊपर से गुजरे. They did not find stones. They did not find wood. Because they thought, if we find stones, then the time might expire. We might not reach there, and Prophet ﷺ might be injured, or he might, inconvenience might be caused to him. And he said, we are honored. जान की परवाह नहीं, खुद लेट गए कि भाई सवारी हुजूर अल्लाह सलाम की, घोड़े हमारे ऊपर कदम से. सो दिस मैसेज वॉज गिवन टू दिस पर्सन इन द ड्रीम दैट वेरी इजी टू से यू लव प्रॉफिट अलैहिस्सलाम, दीज आर दी पीपल हु लव रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. नॉट लाइक मी एंड यू. माई वाइफ सेज दैट्स व्हाई आई कांट कीप बियर्ड. पीपल से मी टेररिस्ट, आई कांट कीप माई बियर्ड. आई वेयर अ टर्बन, पीपल विल बी कॉल्ड उसामा बिन लादेन. If I do this, people will call me this. What is that love? That is a joke. That is a pack of excuses rather than anything of which you can say love. Pack of excuses, false excuses. This is not happening, this is not happening. For everything, the environment is okay. Only to follow Prophet ﷺ, it is not good. To work, you have adopted. If they say you need to clean toilets, you clean toilets. You are cleaning dishes in the restaurant, you are never dishonored. You never say, I'm going back to Pakistan or Bangladesh or India. I'm not washing dishes here. I was a landlord there, I was a chaudhry there. Maya Shetu, no. Every day you are washing. I drive a taxi. I do not say that I'm not driving people here and there. So all in worldly matters, how we are doing. Such derogatory things even which we do. There is no, mind me, there is nothing to be rich. There is nothing wrong to be rich or have more money. Remember, in Islam, this is, don't get wrong message. Rather, we do actually encourage, by we I mean our mashayikh, they encourage people, they hate people who do not work and they are sitting on social security. And a social security handout. And by begging handouts. They hate these people. Because these people are burden upon other people. While they can work, they are not. So if anyone is getting lawfully, alhamdulillah, that is their right, they should. I am talking about the defrauding and unlawful. So getting rich, being a millionaire, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah was a millionaire. Imam Abu Hanifa was a millionaire. Sayyidina Usman ibn Ghani radiyallahu was a millionaire. Nothing wrong to be rich, nothing wrong to be poor. What is the then? What? Where is the wrongness? Phir galti kahan hai? It is how you got rich, how you got those money or that money. That is the question which you should be asking. That is the objection which you should be putting against, if you have to put against someone. Not that he is rich, but that how he became rich. What was the earning source? Was it unlawful? Drugs tha, alcohol thi, interest thi, oppression on other people. How he got rich? That is the question. You can be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are getting 70 pounds from social security by lying. You can still be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot be pious, and you can be pious while being a millionaire. If you have earned this lawfully. So in Islam, there is nothing. La rahbaniyata fil Islam. There is no
monasticism, that you're going to sit in a jungle and not working. But our people, they don't even have to go in jungle, they live in societies and sit without working. That is a different kind of monasticism which even previous people did not know. But rehna duniya mein hai, ko ye kabhi dusre hi khalaye hume, karna kuch nahi. Pehle log kam az kam kuch achhe the ke wo kehte agar duniya se hum nahi le kam, duniya se bahar nikal jate hain. We'll go outside the world, live in a jungle and feed ourselves and support ourselves wherever they are. But we mean by these people are worst kind of monasticism, that who live in people and actually they want people to feed them. Always they are in this mindset. If you have come, what you have brought. If you are going, what you have given me. Ye mentality. Bhai aao aaye ho, kya leke aaye ho? Ja rahe ho, kya deke jaoge? Ye, these people are beggars. اس طرح میں اگلے دن بھی کہہ رہا تھا ورلڈلی کنگز یہ دنیاوی بادشاہ دیز آر آلسو بیگرز یہ بھی بیکاری ہے بیکاری دے آر بیگرز یا یو مائٹ سے ہاؤ دے آر بیگرز دے آر بیگر ہو از اے بیگر بیگر وہی ہے کہ جو ہر ایک سے مانگتا ہے ہو ایس آسک یو گیو می ون پاؤنڈ یو گیو می اندر پاؤنڈ یو گیو می اندر پاؤنڈ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو بائی اے سینڈوچ اس کو کہتے ہیں بیگر. Now these people who you say are worldly kings in the Arab lands, in European land if there are, and in another world, worldly point of view, not religiously. Religious khulafa, they are very righteous people. Jo king hain, yahan ke bhi, even here, they are beggars. How are they beggars? They are living luxurious life, royal life, on the money of the people, on the taxes of people. Me and you pay the tax, and the king or the queen is actually living luxurious life. And also the kings of other countries and the queens of other countries, they have possessed natural resources which belong to all of you who are living in that country. They themselves are being served by those natural resources which are rights of other people, and they are living luxurious life. Normal people, they are living poor life. So king is also collecting taxes, 1, 2, 3, 1 pound from everyone. So he is a beggar of a different nature. We are different. He's a beggar with a style. Uska style hi mukhtalif hai. Aur hum samajhte hain wo badshah hai, wo to fakir hai. Wo tum to hamare tukdon par pal rahe ho. Like ye bank samajhte hain, hum bade ameer log hain. The economic system, the recent events of the capitalistic system, you have seen how weak they are. Little tremor comes. We used to hear some company have become bankrupt. Or a company has become bankrupt. Now the bank are becoming bankrupt. Here, nahi baat hai. When your house, you don't pay your installments, government does not come and say, okay, we'll bail you out, we'll pay the mortgage. Yeah, okay. But when the banks are in problem, who are already rich, who said, we are the rich people, we are the experts in economics, and we are master of economics, and master of marketing, and in interest, and this is very good. And now the beggars, they are crying in front of me and you. You have paid the taxpayer money, Gordon Brown or President Bush, whoever, in whichever country they have bailed out the banks, the money have come from me and you. So the banks are begging, please give me £1, please give me, otherwise we will go bankrupt. So me and you have given, and then they are going to use that money to prosper and charge interest and penalties from back from us. So it's not their mistake. It's not their mistake, it is our mistake. The one why we are being fooled. Why we don't have eyes? Why we don't have insight? We don't know the difference between a beggar and a king. Next time think, is he a beggar or is he a king? King on the pounds of mine and yours. I can be a king like that. If all these 60 million people living, if they give me £1, I can live a royal life. And that's what the kings in ancient times and now what they are doing. You are more richer than them. Meaning from your personal earning, They are not earning their livelihood by majority of them by working or doing business. So personally you might be rich on the personal level. But they have your money, you think they are kings, but they are not. So righteous people, Allah's man, meaning they have piercing eyes inside which they can see people. So that's why they don't respect anyone for just they have money or they are king. They don't have respect for because of that. Not they are king. It doesn't make any difference to them. They might, the richness of the Rasulullah said that the richness is the richness of the heart. If the richness does not come from the materialistic. So these were the, actually we were discussing the how to live righteous life after the month of Ramadan, and Rasulullah ﷺ gave the advice that as shayateen are released back onto the earth upon me and you, meaning they have come back into the face of the earth in Ramadan, they were imprisoned, most of them, the leaders of them. Now how we can fight back? How we can fight back? We can't just sit here and actually be slippered to hellfire. It's a very bad end. So we were discussing these matters, and today I have mentioned to you really one point only, that if you need to really become successful and be free from shaitan, you need to know where your origin is, where you began from. Only then you can judge where you are now, and then from there we can actually plan. Because if you are in a mess, if you made a mess of your life, financial life, social life, religious life, it's complete mess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you have made a mess, and He can deliver you out of there. He has the way. No one else. But He has given those guidelines. But if me and you keep living like this, like we are, listening to me now, and when you go home, you are going to put the same channel on, same internet on, same games on, and same routine. Your routine is going to be the same. Shaitan is the winner. He will be the winner. You are the loser. You will be the loser. And on the time of death, you will be the loser. And in the grave, you will be the loser. On the day of judgment, you will be the loser, get destined to hellfire. So if you want to free yourself from the deception of shaitan, and if you want to know how, rather be defensive, be offensive on shayateen, that's the course we teach. This name of the course is Tariqa Muhammadiyah. It is the Muhammadan way to fight shaitan. It is not me and you fighting in our own petty little plans. Because shaitan is much more shrewd, much more sharp than anyone of us we can. But his knowledge can nowhere near reach the knowledge of Rasulullah ﷺ, because he has the super knowledge. He is the best student of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whole of the earth and whole of the mankind, whole of the angels, whole of the jinnat, and in whole of the prophets, the best student of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So shaitan cannot fight and win if you use his knowledge. But for his knowledge, we teach you and train you to assess you where you are, where you were, where, and how we do a plan for you, how you can reach your actual destination. That's what's done in Tariqa Muhammadiyah. If you are successful and shaitan is on the run in your life, good and well, you don't need to save others then. But if you are on the run, rather let aside on the run, your hands are in hand of shaitan, he's become your best friend. Or even worse than that, your head is in his feet, then you are a lion. Like I gave you the example a long time ago, but you think you are a sheep, behaving like sheep. You are not. You are not sheep. You are lion. Maybe you are sleeping. Maybe you have been drugged and you are lying in the feet of shaitan, but you can wake up and claim your bravery and lioness.
again and fight the war. Because you have to fight the war. No one is fighting your war. Everyone can equip you. Rasulullah came, gave you teaching. Allah sent the teachings and guidance. The pious people can guide you, teach you, equip you, train you, but you have to fight your own war. Otherwise, then you have to face the consequences after that. And they are very dire. There will be no warners there. There will be no warners in the fire of hell. In the graveyard, there will be no one coming to see you, even to say how you are. Look at the graveyard. Now, how the side they say, Shahre Khamosha, the city of silence. Outward it is silence. Sikandare Azam, Zulkarnain, he says he ruled over all the earth, almost. Ruled over all the earth, even from here to actually Pakistan and India and Jhelum and Gujarat, his armies went. It is said his grave is in Iraq, in Baghdad, in a graveyard. And when you go there, yes, where is the graveyard of Sikandar-e Azam? The Alexander the Great. They say, this area, somewhere in this area is his grave. Such a person who ruled the earth, now his grave cannot be pointed out. And me and you might have 5 houses, 1 factory, few shops, this is nothing. Because you'll get everything. Even near your death you can get. You can get the most beautiful girl as your wife. Even before your death. You can get another house. You can get 1 million. You can get the best car in the world. But you won't get time there. Ab maut aayi hai aapki, to aapko har cheez mil sakti hai. Khoobsurat ladki chahte ho, aajegi. Maal chahte ho, aajega. Mil jayega, million bhi mil sakta tumhe. Gaadi achhi chahte ho, 10 gaadiyon ki line lagi. Everything people can give you at that time. But he won't be given 1 second. Jab wo hi na mila, to ye sab kuch kya hua? It is like you haven't got anything. So socho is pe, gaur karo. If you are losing your war, agar aap shikast kha rahe ho, to phir madad lo kisi aur se. Ask Allah subhanahu to help you and ask the pious people and righteous people who are winning the war. Don't ask who are losing. Those people will not tell you who are being paid by you. They cannot tell you the truth. It's not that they actually don't want to tell you, but if you pay me wage, £200, and you are a committee, and I have to ask you that, oh, honorable committee, I have to deliver a lecture on the deception of shaitan, what shall I say and what shall I not? One might say, my whole business is on interest. Don't say anything about interest. Let's say, I sell alcohol, but I am very much contributor in the mosque. No, let aside, just actually disregard it. If I say, I am kicked out, simple as that. So these, some of the good people, even imams and mosques, for example, they want to say truth, but people don't let them. They won't pay them money. They won't pay them wage. And if they do say, they are going to. So that's why the Quran says, اِتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. Follow those who does not ask anything from you. And if I say, I am going to save you from shaitan and get you in Jannah, but have you got £10,000 to help me here? That person is going to think, but if he needs my 10,000 here, how is he going to get me in Jannah? He says, I'll get you in Jannah. And he is in need for me. So that is why Anbiya and Awliya Allah. You have sunte abhi Awliya Allah ka langar, ye 11th shreef. Ye tha ke ye wo de rahe hain logon ko. And today they have made a joke of 11th shreef, money from people selling alcohol, from restaurants, from drug dealers, from gamblers, from people business who are collecting money and preparing the food. No mention of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah is teaching.
which I have given you, this is his lecture. جو میں نے آپ کو کہا یہ آپ کے فرمودات سے محفوظ ہے. It's not from me. Maybe I have commented a few things, given examples, but the main actually structure is of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani's teachings. They won't mention his teaching because they are too harsh, because he would sometimes mention or sometimes begin with, oh haram khoro, oh haram eaters, تمہیں میرے پاس کیا ملے گا بیٹھ کر, what will you get by sitting with me when you are eating haram, oh مردہ دلو, oh people with dead hearts, یہ کیا تم کیا کر رہے ہو میرے پاس, آپ تو اس طرح خطاب فرمایا کرتے. اور آج کوئی مولوی صاحب چاہے جمعے کے میں یا کسی مجلس میں وہ کہے تھے, then he have to say goodbye after the جمعہ. When if he doesn't say, they make him actually say goodbye, they'll say goodbye to him, or he says goodbye to them. تو یہ ہوگا. تو اس لیے قرآن نے فرمایا کہ اتبعوا من لا يسألكم اجرا, کہ ان لوگوں کی پیروی کرو کہ جو تم سے مانگتے نہیں ہیں کچھ, جو تمہارے مال کے چاہنے والے نہیں, تمہیں صرف وہم محتدون, they are guided and they give you guidance without any fear, without any hope, any greed from you. They don't even want your thank you, they don't even want your appreciation, let aside your money and your gifts etc, because they are actually the believers in Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has actually enabled us really, he has given us guidance. We even do not know what to say now, because we are not using the guidance given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel shameful when we say, oh Allah, guide us toward the right path, enable us to do righteous deeds, when he has enabled us and we are not doing, and we are asking him to do something for us. Now if you have any question you can ask, otherwise inshallah we are going to do zikr and then isha prayer we are going to say. Yes brother. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right. The brother is saying that a brother who have started practicing the following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his family is actually making difficult for him and saying things to him. So if you listen to this discourse as a recording of it, I have actually commented on it, but I have said in the beginning, maybe you were not here, but I will just read some of the teaching of Rasulullah ﷺ on this matter, that will be even better. So Prophet ﷺ giving guidance here, ﷺ said, Shaitan can come in many forms. He is not going to come in devil form, having two horns and saying, I am devil, please follow me. No one is going to follow him like that. Koi bhi uske piche nahi chalega. مشتاب بن کر کے اور ڈرا رہے آپ کو, آپ تو بھاگیں گے. لوگ چڑیل نہیں اور جنوں سے ویسے ہی بہت ڈرتے ہیں, تو جب پتا کہ یہ جن ہے تو ویسے, اس لیے اس کے نہیں ڈریں گے کہ بھئی وہ اللہ کا نافرمان ہے, اس کی بات نہیں سننی, لیکن پتا جب یہ جن نہ کہیں گے نہیں جن نہیں ہمیں چاہیے. شیطان کین کم ان مینی فارمز فرام فرینڈز اینڈ فیملیز ٹو ورک کولیگز, سو دیٹس پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ٹو فرینڈز فرام فرینڈز اینڈ فیملیز ٹو ہز ورک کولیگز. Those who take you away from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teaching of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sunnah, think of them at that moment, they are the mouthpieces of shaitan. Do not listen to them. To them, take refuge in Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you and have total reliance on the Almighty. Meaning, rely on Allah. If they are saying, we are not going to give you 5 pound pocket money, you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they say, we are not going to find a suitable girl for you to marry, you have to marry yourself, you rely on Allah. They themselves are beggars, meaning they are in the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have anything. So you rely on Allah, whatever threats and whatever incentives they give you. Then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those who are do not listen to them, take refuge in Allah and have total reliance on the Almighty. Those who are steadfast and strong in my sunnah, this will be a protective shield from shaitan, and the seeker will not be misguided. So say, because it is quite a strange matter really, that question, for some brothers who are new, it's not strange, but if you think, if you are in a war, let's say this country comes in war with Germany or another country, and you are a soldier in that war, and you go into the field of war, and you go in your field and say, you are in the front line, and you say to the brother, like he has said to you, brother, I see some sparkling lights and bullets coming from the other side. I am very depressed. I am very scared. The bullets are coming, the bombs are coming from the other side. Why? Well, you are going to say, brother, you are in a war. You are not on a picnic trip. The flowers will be showered to you. You are in a war with another country. Expect these bullets. So you have to explain to them that, brother, you are in a war with the devil and devilish people. So this bullet of criticism, or bullets and bombs of threats, they are ammunition which Shaitan is using. If you withstand that, he will be defeated. They will become your followers. They will become your followers rather than that they are. So at that time, like I mentioned to in the last discourse, that like the vampires and the shayateen, when they bite other, they also become vampires. So Rasulullah is indicating towards this, that these people, shaitan can come in many forms. He can come in many forms. At that time you have to see, clothing is human being, but they are representing the shaitan. So he need to be alert and more. And if he thinks he is on a picnic, then he said, then I'm afraid you have to then lose the war, because you cannot win the war if you think you are a picnic, because and the enemy is not going to show you any mercy as such. But inshallah, if you listen to the recording of this, what I said in the beginning, inshallah, that will also be helpful. And this is the one of the first line of offense which shaitan brings. When person himself, firstly, he puts you against yourself. That is even worse. You say, I don't want to follow Allah and His Messenger. He says, follow me, you follow shaitan. If he wins, he's happy. But if you win, you say, no, I am going to follow, because I am going to die. The time is ticking on me. Then what is the second line of his offense? Second army is the people around you. Your friends, your family, your wife, spouses. Then he says, okay, then you have won yourself against me, but now I am bringing other people. Then this is the second attempt, or the second line of his defense and or offense upon you, is the friends and family. If a person withstands that, then it broadens. Then other people will be against you. Then, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually help those people who rely on him. As Rasulullah mentioned here, that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said that reliance and have total reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Allah wants to raise you, even someone has a foot upon you, if you give yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to raise you, but you, the foot of the society, the foot of the people, and their threats, and their incentives, even if someone has a foot upon you, if you rely on Allah, Allah will raise you and He will break the foot. It is no problem, no difficulty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ke liye koi mushkil baat nahi. Allah jisko buland karna chahta hai, usko buland, jo banda uske samne jhukta hai. Even if someone has a foot, he says, I don't like you, I'm not going to let you excel and let you prosper or let you this. Because this person has done a deal in reliance on Allah and follow Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you even if he has to break the foot of that person or the foot of that thing or that pressure. From that he will raise. Like he gave escape to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam
lone person, young man in his teen, fire erupting like a mountain, like a eruption of fire. So big fire that they could not even throw him in. Because someone has to go near to throw a person in. They could not. They will roast. So they are worried now how we are going to throw now Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Like a volcano, if a bird would fly over it, it will roast like a kebab and fall in. That's how hot it was. Big fire, because they were enemies. So these stories are for me and you. His father turned against him. His uncle turned against him. His family turned against him. His mother turned against him. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he said, Ya Habati, oh my father, la ta'bud ash-shaytan, do not follow worship shaitan. Inna ash-shaytana kana lir-rahmani asiya. He is one of the rebellious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to be his servant, but he is rebellious now. He is a disobeyer. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is there, and the fire is there. They are going to throw him through a technique, and like a swing, they created a big swing like people used to use in wars in the ancient times. And angels, the angel who has duty on the clouds, on the rain, he said, O Allah, give me permission to send rain, pour rain upon that fire and cool it, because you are a prophet, you are a messenger, and you are beloved, and our friend, and your best friend, Hazrat Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, permission is there. Go. So he came with the permission of Allah. He said, O Khalilullah, O the best friend of Allah, I have permission from Allah. Do you allow me to pour rain on this fire? He said, I do not need your help. I do not need your help, because I am not here today because of you. I am today because of someone else. Then an angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Phir farishte kehte hain ki farishte teen martaba roye hain. Angel cried three times in the history. One was this time when they saw one person in whole of the earth declaring the oneness of Allah, and all people have gathered to burn him in the fire, and no one is helping him. Angels have not got that instruction, and angel starts to cry of the heavens. Farishte ro pade, unko tars aur raham aur mohabbat jo Hazrat Ibrahim rone lage, cheekhe maarne lage ke bhai kya ye zulm ho raha hai. Phir Jibril alaihis salam ne Allah Pak se, Allah Pak mujhe ijazat de, main unko bachata hu. Allah Pak ne farmaya, ijazat hai, if you have permission. Jibril, such a mighty angel, wo ek par pe utha ke har sari zameen ko phenk sakta hai. He can throw all the earth at on one of the small portion of his feathers or his wings. Itna bada farishta. He came to Hazrat Ibrahim. O friend of Allah, O Khalil Allah, O Ibrahim, permit me, and I will put all this fire on these people. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam ne farmaya, has Allah asked you to help me, or you have come with your permission? You sought permission. He said, I sought permission. He said, then I don't need your help. I have relied upon someone else. I am here not because of you, O Jibreel. I am here for someone else. Malaika koi madad wo nahi le raha. Andaza laga. Ye hai tawheed, ye hai tawakkul. This is the reliance of Allah. But hamara kya hai? Ye pata, you are not getting this money. Okay, you can get disability benefit if you say your limb has gone completely. Okay, that's gone. That's our reliance. Ye hamara taqwa aur tawakkul hai. چھوٹی سی مار کر دو, کوئی بات نہیں ہے, یہ کرنا ہی پڑے گا. اور یہ لو فل ہیلپ از ناٹ بینگ سوٹ, لو فل ہیلپ, یہاں تک کہ فرشتے رونے لگ پڑے. پھر جبریل علیہ السلام دوبارہ, جبریل علیہ السلام کیم اینڈ سیڈ, او ابراہیم خلیل, اف یو آر ناٹ آسکنگ ہیلپ فرام اس, ایٹ لیسٹ آسک اللہ ٹو ہیلپ یو. اپنی زبان تو کھولیں, ہم نہیں مدد کر رہے آپ کی, یا آپ ہم سے مدد نہیں لینے. آپ اوپن یور ٹنگ اینڈ یور بلیسڈ ماؤتھ اینڈ ایٹ لیسٹ آسک ہیلپ فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اینڈ حضرت ابراہیم سیڈ, او جبریل, از اللہ ناٹ اویئر آف مائی سچویشن؟ از اللہ ناٹ اویئر آف مائی سچویشن؟ He said, yes, he is. Then if he is aware, I don't need to tell him. Such a reliance that he is not relying on his words as well. Ye tawakkul dekhi. Ki wo apne zuban pe bhi kehne, main zuban bhi nahi use karunga. I'm not going to use my tongue. This is also creation of Allah. Ye bhi makhlooq hai. This is also creation. My words are creation. I'm not going to use it. And then what happens? Angels ro rahe hain. پھر اللہ پاک نے خود کمانڈ دے دی, قلنا یا نارو کونی بردا و سلاما علی ابراہیم. Then Allah did the which someone did not expect, that oh fire come peace and coolness upon my Ibrahim. And he said that the ropes which they have tied Hazrat Ibrahim, the fire burnt them, but it did not actually touch Hazrat Ibrahim علیہ السلام's skin. اتنا وہ یعنی آگ نے بھی فالو کیا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created paradise. وہ جنت بنا دی اللہ پاک نے ان کے لیے آگ میں. جس طرح جنت میں چیزیں ہوتی ہیں, paradise was created there for حضرت ابراہیم. And there حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام دیوی. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the kuffar and his uncle and his family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unveiled the fire. The screen of ghaib Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unveiled. And they could see in the fire حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام enjoying the foods and drinks of paradise, the company of angels. Or what number? Wo bahar dekhte hain, wo paas jate hain to aag lagti hai. If they go near, still heat is there, because Allah's mother said, ya naru kuni bardam wa salam, oh fire come cool on and peace upon Ibrahim. So only for Ibrahim the fire became cool. If they would go, oh that he is enjoying, let's go inside as well, if they go, they roasted. At one time the fire is coolness for that Ibrahim, same time it is a scorching heat for the disbelievers. Dekhiye Allah ki qudrat hai, ek hi aag hai, one fire. Ibrahim ko liye sukoon jannat bani hui hai, dusra bhi paas aata hai usko wo jala deti. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salaman ala Ibrahim, only come for Ibrahim coolness, not for others. Sorry, brother. تو پھر وہ 40 دن حضرت ابراہیم, دس واز دا معراج آف حضرت ابراہیم. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو بھی معراج ہوئی, ہر نبی کو معراج ہوتی ہے, ایوری پروفٹ ہیز اسینشن. دس واز دا معراج اسینشن آف حضرت ابراہیم ان دی فائر. اینڈ پیپل ول بی واچنگ ہم, کفار, اور وہ تو ماؤتھ واٹرنگ, وہ کھانے کھا رہے ہیں اور یہ کہہ رہے ہیں بھی اچھا ہم نے آگ میں پھینکا آپ کو, وہ آپ ایش عشرت کر رہے ہیں وہاں, وہ آپ موج میں ادھر کر رہے ہیں. بٹ ادر کریشن, we are very inappreciative people, inattentive people. Angels, because they are divinely represented, the divinely represented of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are representative. But birds, jo parinde the, wo bhi pehchante hain, they also know prophet of Allah. A birds with their small beak, they were bringing small amounts of water and throwing on the fire. وہ تھوڑے تھوڑے قطرے لا کے پانی پہ گراتے, قطرہ ہی ہے. اسپیروز, یہ دوسرے برڈز ہیں, دے نو حضرت ابراہیم از دا فرینڈ اینڈ دا پرافٹ آف اللہ اینڈ آور پرافٹ از ویل. پرندے جو ہیں وہ چھوٹے چھوٹے اپنے بیکس میں پانی لا رہے ہیں, اور دے آر تھروئنگ واٹر اپن دا فائر, وہ پانی پہ آگ. اور ہم کون ہیں؟ وی آر ہیومن بیئنگز. بٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم deen need help. Allah pan farmaya in tansur, yani tansurullah yansur, if you help Allah, Allah will help you mean his deen. But wo parinde humse acche jo according to their abilities they were throwing water upon the fire, but we are not throwing water upon the fire in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam umma is burning. Hum nahi wo kar rahe, parindu ko kar rahe. So that's why the time is there. So inshallah, if you tell that brother as well, that these things have happened to our peace, his forefathers, Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Ibrahim, to, in a much higher level, what you, to you what is happening is nothing really. So be steadfast and rely on Allah, and Allah will create ways for you and escape routes for you from where you will not expect, inshallah. But you have to understand that this is warfare. This is warfare, this is battleground, it's no picnic ground, and this is not for actually enjoying. For shaitanic people it is, but for a short time.
اللہ پاک مجھے آپ کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک، نشہد ان لا الہ الا انت، نستغفرک و نتوب الیک.